You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As Ramon Vasquez's unofficial manager, agent Fitzy, I'm going to recommend that he not tell people that he's retired as a manager after the performance that he and his baseball team put forth last night at Fenway Park. Because we've heard a lot of bitching about Alex Cora on the Twitch chat, on the text line, on Twitter, social media, phone calls. I would not be telling my bosses that I'm done managing. I did the one fill-in thing so Alex could go to his daughter's graduation. We'll get into that a little bit later. And the Red Sox went out, Fitzy, and put forth what I believe may have been their best baseball game of the season. A good game, a good win against a good opponent. It was clean. It was low scoring. There was no craziness. You pulled the strings of the bullpen. That was big boy baseball, which I think we thought we were going to see more often this young season of 2025. So, Mr. Vasquez, I would keep all your options open in case somebody, whether it's Boston or elsewhere, goes, hey, you did a really nice job managing that team that one time against the Mets. You won a full-time position. They pay like $10 million a year, Ramon.
Being a bench coach for the Red Sox has its advantages. I mean, you got a couple managers league-wide that at one point or another have served alongside Alex Cora and others as well. And actually, Andy, deploying the, well, no, now I'm officially retired strategy is really smart, because what that does is that makes people say, nah, we can be the ones to pry him out of retirement. He said he's done, so we're just going to have to sweeten the offer that much more to get him to join our squad, because look at the winning ways. Look at the Midas touch that this guy has. I mean, the Red Sox were in an absolute emotional, literal, on-base tailspin, and this guy comes in on just a regular old late May Monday, and the new Morgan Magic is Vasquez Mania, baby. This guy's got it going on. He's literally the most popular guy in Boston. I just read a column that said he should be the new starting quarterback for the Patriots since Drake May threw four picks in OTAs today.
Yeah, Vasquez would not turn the ball over with the frequency that Drake May does.
But get ready for why did we trade Joe Milton later on.
Oh, it already started. Oh, no. Later on in the show, do you mean 13 minutes ago on the text line? I'd like to be the first to say we shouldn't have traded Milton. Yeah, no, that's already started. You're late to the party. You're 13 minutes too late to the party. It's already started. I like where you're thinking, though, Vasquez. Maybe he is crazy like a fox. The old play hard to get. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just a bench coach. I couldn't be. Wait, how many million did you say? No, I'm a bench coach. Oh, how many more? Oh, 12 million a year?
Right.
I'll come be your manager, because this is going to be a talking point. We brought it up yesterday.
One single game, by the way. A game is going to be a talking point.
A perfect game against an elite starter, against a team that was 29-18 coming in, against a team that did indeed travel, because I'm listening to the broadcast on our airwaves and I have to hear Will Fleming say, a let's go Mets chant has now broken out at Fenway Park with all the Mets fans.
Did you read, Andy? Excuse me. Did you read last night? I forget which. Maybe it was like Boston Strong or one of the Sox superfan accounts that said reports were it was 80% Mets fans last night.
Yeah, that seems a little over the top.
That seemed a little high, right?
I thought it was closer to maybe 50-50. Some of that is based on the Dan Ball, Andy Hart, very unofficial eyeball test as we watch the fans come into
the
gates.
But all you saw was orange and blue, and that wasn't because you were having triggered flashbacks to the Celtics getting waxed Friday night at the Garden.
No, yeah, no. I still have issues with that, especially with Ted Johnson joining us here at 3, and I feel like there's going to have to be a recap, and I think he's going to be a little harder on Jaylen Brown than I am, and I feel like I don't want to warn people, but I, like last week when we talked about the overrated Patriots, well, it didn't go well, and if we go down that road with JB, I apologize in advance for where that's going to go, Fitzy.
Well, believe it or not, when we get to the three-point stance upon Ted's entry in the 3 o'clock hour, I am going to be an optimistic Celtics fan out of the blue, just because I heard someone say something that gave me hope. Like, I saw a pinhole at the far, far end of that dark, dim, musty, poorly lit cave, and it's going to be it's a ways off, but you know, sometimes we're so spoiled around here, we just expect once somebody wins one, there's going to be 2, 3, and 4 more to follow. So patience, young ones.
We have an unexpectedly loaded show here on a 2 for Tuesday, so stick around. In both the 2 and 3 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away some Red Sox tickets that I expect Red Sox fans to actually sit their butts in the seats for. Don't try to sell them or give them away to the opponent so that all of a sudden we got chance for the opponent at Fenway Park. But we also have some Jordan Bill Belichick news.
Oh,
we have some Don
on.
Sweeney news.
That's our new super character, Jordan Sweeney.
That's one of those before and afters on, that would be a good Boston sports related before and after on Wheel of Fortune. Jordan Sweeney.
That's
two
my
people
fantasy
who aren't
football
liked,
team name.
Two people that aren't liked but are always in the news in Boston sports,
right,
or something.
For all the wrong
nature.
Reasons.
Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely. We also have fresh Mike Vrabel audio. He spoke down at OTAs in Foxborough where there was media in attendance today, which is unfortunate for Drake May because they were keeping track of his throws and how many of his throws went to the quote-unquote other team led by
quick
Christian
question
Gonzalez.
From the cheap seats, Andy.
Yeah.
Are we, even though it's not Memorial Day yet, are we close to nearing peak Vrabel? Like, the first 21 minutes of Forged in Foxborough, you know, media veil.
No,
clips
no, we got more. We got, because
yeah?
It's non-contact, so he hasn't even put the pad on yet. Wait till he puts the pad on June minicamp. Might be the first time we see that with thine own eyes down there in Foxborough. Then he'll do it in training camp. He was already kind of whining today about, you know, he's old school. He wants physicality. This is kind of, you know, these are the rules we have to play by.
I heard he wanted to put some guy. I heard he like literally wanted to get out there and either get put down or put guys on the ground.
So
like, this guy's never going to not want to play. Pardon
my
double
negative.
He wanted
to get put down. I mean,
well, you know what I mean.
Sense of a pet, because that would be unfortunate if at peak Vrabel we're looking for a new head coach. Maybe Ramon Vasquez could take over the Patriots and lead them.
Guys,
to victory.
Q rating is through the roof right now.
But no, I think we will continue to ride the Vrabel train up until the regular season. I think he's going to be very popular through the month of August until the games start getting played, and then the scoreboard will decide how popular he is. But we're leading off here with the Red Sox because, as I said, as we predicted, we asked kind of a what if. What if Ramon Vasquez goes out and, I don't know, the team looks really good and they pull all the right strings? And that is exactly what happened. They got off to a hot start. Jaron Duran was back to his, you know, little engine that could start the scoring kind of ways, and they're always better when he's hot, and he may
always
be picking up steam.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a couple key double plays in the infield, one that was hit into by the $750 million lollygagger, Juan Soto. They had great bullpen help, and they went to the bullpen early, even though I probably should start with Hunter Dobbins. Hunter Dobbins with a nice outing. I wouldn't say it was great, but had a nice outing for a guy who's really carving out one of those, hey, Rich Keefe, get it ready for like 10 years from now. If you guys are still doing the random baseball player of the day, Hunter Dobbins is going to be a great candidate because he's been really fun to watch early in this season.
If there's an actual tale to be told about the 2025 Boston Red Sox, aside from, hey, remember when they spent all that money on Alex Bregman and he said that he always makes the playoffs and then they didn't, and Rafi Devers pouted and whined because he didn't want to go play first base when they took third base away from him? If there's actually a pleasant tale to be told, Hunter Dobbins is going to be, I think, a little bit more than a footnote. He's kind of turning into one of those pitching equivalent of Daniel Nava-esque, hey, how about that guy?
Okay,
tails.
I'll take that. A nice player. Does he even get to Brock Holt levels where he becomes all-star?
That's a local legend guy. I mean,
okay.
Brock Holt is like, there's like, Brock Holt is in these, like, not to, you know, fly too close to the sun of the Red Sox, but like Brock Holt is in that sort of like Jerry Remy sort of like the guy like played all over, super utility, beloved for everything. Like Brock Holt was like Lou Maloney minus the Framingham charm.
And he had the Brock Star nickname, right. Which helped.
And like the kid out there who was just so darn cute with those glasses and everything. Everyone loved him. Yeah, like it's going to take a while to get to Brock Holt status. But right now, Hunter Dobbins, he can definitely fish at the Ramon Vasquez Memorial Watering Hole.
And after Hunter Dobbins gave up just the one earned run, they went early after just 4 2/3 and just 66 pitches for Hunter Dobbins. Ramon Vasquez says, "I got a feeling, and I'm feeling it tonight, baby." Boom.
A glorified opener.
Justin Wilson, Weissert, your guy Slayton back out there doing what he do.
Nice to see him looking good, isn't it? Man, it just makes me so happy. I might have to give him a call again. It's been a while since we broke up.
And then Chapman closed the door. That's four different relievers, zero runs allowed, and the Reds, and very efficient innings, too. Mm-hmm. Like, 7 pitches for Chapman, only 12 for Slayton, over 1 1/3 innings. So, like, very efficient performances from the bullpen. So, this was all around. This was, I do believe, as Alex Cora would say, I do believe this is their best baseball game of the season. This is in line with who we want / expect the Boston Red Sox to be. And that it took place.
Yes.
We did get a text. Please don't get excited about the substitute teacher. Isn't this a bottom line business? I watched a game last night, and the bottom line was they put forth their best performance. It's only one. One of 162.
Hey, Andy, does that win count as much as any of the other wins or losses before it or after it in the season?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would even argue, now this is what it doesn't do, but I would argue it does, is that it might matter more. That could be a springboard. That could be an inflection point, to steal a word that Ted and I used way too often, ad nauseum, as they say, about the Celtics. And I do think it's interesting that Alex Cora was not there. Now, that doesn't you mean he's going to lose his job, and we'll get into later who's
he's
under the most pressure.
He's not getting Wally pipped.
I've seen Wally pipped. I believe Greg Bedard tweeted that out, that Alex Cora just got Wally
did
pipped.
Did he really?
I believe you can check his socials,
of course
but he
did.
Yes, Dan Baum.
Of course he did.
I feel like best game of the season is a little strong.
Why?
Still made an error. You still got caught stealing. You still went 1 for 11 with runners in scoring position. That's the same Red Sox, except for you didn't blow the save.
Yeah, but you played well defensively. Is that fair?
You still made an error.
Did you play well defensively?
You still made an error.
I didn't say whether you made an error. I said, did you play well defensively?
Save for the one error they
also,
made. Yeah, sure.
Was Abreu a bit of a mirage as a Gold Glove right fielder last year? Because every time I watch, he's making mistakes. Every time. There was that game in Toronto, I think. He twisted himself back and forth, fell down, looked like he had never played the outfield before, and didn't make a miraculous catch like the guy on the Twins? No, Blue Jays.
Varsho, yeah.
Yeah, Varsho.
Same series.
Did. Same series.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Are we gonna start getting him reps at first base now, just in case?
Last night, I see him kind of awkwardly approach the ball. It kind of deflects off his glove. I feel like he got vastly overrated last year in a small sample size.
Perfect. Let's keep it that way and trade him for Mason Miller. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, yeah, we're in trouble with the
Straight,
Mason
is that
Miller
a one,
line.
Is that a one-on-one trade? Is that a one-up?
I don't think they're that dumb, but we have a problem. The front page of ESPN.com just threw a wrench in our Mason Miller trade, and the headline is, are the A's really playoff contenders? Well, if they're a playoff contender, I find it hard to believe you're packing a minor league stadium. I don't think you can trade your all-star closer. Like, you might as well just put a bullet in the organization if you do that. I would love to,
short of seeing the Red Sox not only make the postseason, but beat the Yankees or another hated rival along the way to making it to at least the ALCS and validating all of our preseason hype and hysteria. I think the other thing I would most want to see in baseball this year is the A's make the postseason. Well, the laughingstock of baseball the last 5 years, playing in a bandbox near Sacramento with the operating budget of, you know, Big 103. Come on now.
I actually wondered, if they went to the World Series, are we going to have World Series games where there's like 13,000 people in attendance or whatever?
And that scene is going to be lit.
Can you imagine how expensive the tickets are going to be? Because World Series...
You're presuming it would sell out.
Oh, it would absolutely sell out, and I think the tickets would go through the roof. There's a third of the normal number of tickets, supply and demand, and you're in a new spot where there's a little bit of excitement about the A's. It's a one-off. I think
that they're moving to Vegas. I hate
that. I would worry that MLB would step in and move them somewhere or make them play their games somewhere else, not in.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, very gross.
Where would they make the, you know what they
I don't know,
do?
But
they
that feels like a baseball thing to do.
Maybe AT&T, because that you can triple the cap.
Right. So, like,
side note, that is an incredible ballpark.
It's a beautiful ballpark, but if they go to the World Series playing their home games in Sacramento and the community embraces them and the business, like, then they should get the fruits of their labor.
Yeah, you belong. Yeah, exactly. So, you dance with the girl you done brung.
But that's enough random baseball talk. Are the Red Sox better with Ramon Vasquez as the manager? Is that a legitimate question? I'm not asking it. No. Don't snapshot that and movie poster it. I'm asking if that's a question that could be asked at this point, a third of the way through the season, Fitzy.
Well, hold on. If you ask it, you can't say that you're not asking it.
No, I'm asking if that question that it sounded like I asked is a question that can be asked.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Okay, this is a very
too early in the show for this mind F.
This is a very
wait till Ted gets here and I ask him.
Very interesting philosophical version of
who's
on first. Is it too early to ask that? Yes, of course. Of course it is. Now, if Andy, let's say, you know,
they lay an egg tonight.
Heavens forbid, they're not going to lay an egg tonight.
Wait, can you guarantee that? Because they've done the good, bad, good, bad.
My guy Walker Buehler's coming back. They're going to be so excited to see him. I wouldn't be surprised if they win by four runs or more.
Did you see your good guy Walker Buehler struggling to spit seeds last night when they went to the close-up of him in the dugout? It fell out of his mouth, and it was on the little pad in front of him. Then he was trying to, like, blow it off, and then one of his teammates was, like, looking at him like, what the F are you doing? You look ridiculous. And
when you lose seed momentum, it's just a disaster. You may as well just ask them to cut away.
So you don't believe any stock can be put in the way the team played last night without Alex Cora?
Well, let's think about this. Not to be crossing sports last week, but we were wondering amongst ourselves yesterday, was that game 5 win for the Celtics, was that, hey, world, we'll show you, or, hey, we're much better than you think we are without our star, or was it a emotionally buoyed sort of we'll win it for Tatum type of thing, as opposed to are the Celtics really a better team without Jason Tatum? 6-1-7-7-9. No, the Red Sox are not a better team without Alex Cora. Now, could they have won one for the old Skip, which I know not to call him?
Don't.
Perhaps. No. Could it just be the right night, and could Ramon Vasquez have just, you know, had the like I said, the Midas touch last night, pulled the right strings, knew when to put Wilson in, knew when to took Dobbins out, not to leave him in a batter too long. And maybe everyone wanted to, maybe also the players just knew what the night meant to Cora, but especially knew how much this meant for Vasquez. Andy, haven't there been times where you have found that little extra something in the well of your soul, in the dark pits and the recesses of our souls?
I have a soul?
Well, whatever. Whatever.
Andy's a real boy.
But, like, imagine, you know, haven't there been times where you've, quote unquote, you know, dug deep and found that extra little something to win one for your proverbial Gipper?
Probably, sure. Yeah. But I think this, we are only naturally going to read from afar
oh, Alex wasn't there. Were they looser? Were they, what, would he have manipulated the bullpen the same way? I don't know. It also gets into an organizational question. Did he manipulate the bullpen, or was this all led by the front office? Because I know Dobbins has not been good kind of that third time through after the fourth inning, blah, blah, blah.
That's
those numbers.
Get him out. Exactly.
And it worked perfectly. Uh-huh. And maybe I'd be looking at it differently if it had blown up in his face, right? That's baseball. Like, mm-hmm. It's a very fine line you walk from genius to moron when you're working a bullpen, when you're making some of those changes. It just went really well last night, and I think the Red Sox had their best win of the year. I'm not overreacting. They're still a game below 500. They still have a long way to go to get back to where we thought they were going to be, or even on last year's pace. Also, I believe that we found Willier Abreu's text number, because the 860, which I'm going to assume this is just Willier himself, said, hey, Hart, keep Willier's name out your goddamn mouth. He is the very last player on this team that we should be worried about, you moron. I'm just telling you, every time I watch this year, he seems to be booting or bobbling or misplaying a ball in right field. He has been part of the problem, not part of the solution in right field this year in terms of defense.
He's a bit of a high event right fielder. Like, he makes great plays, but he'll airmail the cutoff man. He'll get
himself pushed around. So he's Otis Smith, makes plays for both teams.
Sure.
Yeah. You don't even know who Otis Smith is?
That was the first guy I was thinking of, but sure. Okay.
O-T-I-S. Used to give up big plays and make big plays. Touchdowns, interceptions. God, Lord.
I know the name. I just couldn't have told you the duality of Otis Smith.
617-779-7937. We're reacting to the Red Sox big win over the Mets. We're criticizing you, the fans, because you didn't show up at Fenway Park. After that win, maybe you'll try to get those tickets back and actually support your home team. Maybe start a Let's Go Red Sox chant instead of it Let's Go Mets in the first inning. And is it fair to talk about the way the team was managed last night? Alex Cora took a well-deserved day off, and stepping in was Ramon Vasquez, who was a magician with the bullpen.
He Wally-pipped him. I read it on Twitter.
If it says it on Twitter, it means it's true. Ramon Vasquez Wally-pipped Alex Cora last night, reacting to the Red Sox win. 617-779-7937. But right now we have Dan Ball in his tremendous City Connect jersey, ready to give us what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.